Have you ever stopped to think how much a simple act of writing could transform your relationship with your child? Today, we're exploring the power of mindful journaling and how it can significantly strengthen the bonds between fathers and their children. In this episode of Bonding Through Mindfulness, we'll delve into how this practice can open doors to deeper understanding and emotional connection. Mindful journaling is more than just putting pen to paper. It's about creating a shared reflective practice that encourages both fathers and their children to express their innermost thoughts and feelings. This form of journaling can foster an environment of open communication where emotions are welcomed and explored. This is particularly important in father-child relationships, where emotional openness can sometimes be challenging, but is essential for genuine bonding. So, how can fathers get started with mindful journaling alongside their children? Firstly, I recommend choosing a shared journal. This can be a special notebook that both of you pick out together. Consider it a symbol of your commitment to sharing this journey. Set a regular schedule for journaling. It doesn't have to be daily, but consistency is key. Creating a routine makes it a part of your regular interaction, allowing children to look forward to this special time with you. To keep journaling engaging, use prompts to inspire reflection and discussion. Tailor these prompts to the age and interests of your child. For younger children, it could be simple prompts like, "What made you smile today?" or "Draw something you're thankful for." For older children, you might use more introspective prompts such as, "What did you learn about yourself this week?" or "Describe a moment when you felt really proud of yourself." These questions not only initiate conversation, but also encourage both dad and child to delve deeper into their experiences and feelings. Creating a safe and supportive environment is crucial for effective journaling. Fathers need to be mindful listeners, showing empathy and understanding without judgment. This openness allows children to express themselves freely, knowing they are heard and valued. When done correctly, this creates a nurturing space where mutual respect and understanding flourish. Gratitude plays a significant role in mindful journaling. As part of your journaling sessions, include segments where both you and your child note down things you're grateful for. This practice shifts focus from what might be wrong in life to what is positive and fulfilling. Sharing these thoughts with each other can contribute to a more positive family dynamic, as it fosters appreciation for the good things in life, both big and small. But how do you ensure journaling becomes a fun and memorable activity? One strategy is to occasionally switch up your locations. Perhaps journal at the park one day or while enjoying a picnic. You can also incorporate art where you and your child can draw aspects of your experiences or emotions. The key is to keep it lighthearted and enjoyable, which greatly enhances the bonding experience. Turning journaling into a consistent practice doesn't just stop with the act itself. Over time, these sessions should inspire ongoing conversations and connections outside of the journaling routine. It is this consistency that leads to long-term growth and connection. Remember, the goal is not perfection, but rather the process and the shared experiences that come with it. In closing, mindful journaling offers an intentional way for fathers to spend meaningful time with their children. It's an enriching practice that builds emotional literacy and nurtures a deeper, more open relationship. So why not take the first step today? Start small, be consistent, and watch as your connection with your child grows stronger. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Bonding Through Mindfulness. May your journaling journey be as enlightening and rewarding as it is bonding.